How long has it been going?
Oh, 10, 12 years now, I suppose.
Oh, wow.
I suppose so.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, that's good.
Since the flood,
must be, yes, yeah. Must be about 10 years, at least, I would think. But we did a BBC, Hereford was to broadcast when they broadcast that religious service. Do you remember?
Songs of Praise.
So oh,
it
yeah.
wasn't the Songs of
no,
Praise.
No, it wasn't Songs of
no.
Praise.
No. A local one.
Mm. And we did it at Keir, didn't we?
We did it at Keir, yes. Oh. And our little choir got rid. But our choir really stemmed from a choir we had before, which Sally Jones, do you know, have you come across
no.
Sally Jones?
No.
She took holy orders about a couple of years back, didn't she?
Mm.
After her husband died. And she had a little choir going, and we used to come from all the churches, Hanley and Rochford and Keir. And there were about 10 of us all together, I suppose, and that we called ourselves, it was when Paul Lack was rector here, and we used to go up to the rectory for practices, and we'd sing round the various churches.
Oh, brilliant.
And then, of course, that folded, and really, our little Rochford group stemmed from that.
Yeah, the Rochford group, was actually the core of this other one, wasn't it, really? We're more from Rochford than anywhere else.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, just that, just the way it turned out, actually.
But, yes, the nomadics. And we all, Paul Lack got us all t-shirts with all the various churches in.
Oh, wow!
On these t-shirts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Mm. We some of us still have them. We never have occasion to wear them because we don't exist anymore as a group, that sort of group.
Mm.
And then we did a concert over at Rochford Hall, and we got together people like Ed Yarnold from Easton, because he writes funny sketches and things, and we got local people involved. And we got hold of a lot of Rochford people who were a bit reticent to begin with, like Jimmy Kiesel.
Magnificent performance of
Uncle Tom Cobley. We decided to dramatize this Uncle Tom Cobley, and so that we had them sort of with the horse, you know, and each one was Bill Brewer, Jan Stewart, Peter Gurney, Peter Davey, and all these people. People like, as I say, Jimmy Kiesel, who else was in it? Malcolm Lloyd from the House.
Well, they all came into it, really. You know, it's really
yes, cool. And
it hasn't happened again, alas, and
No. They said we ought to do more. We thought about doing a pantomime at once. Jane Bull and I thought we'd do a pantomime in Rochford. But it hasn't materialised yet. I'm a bit late now.
Not a load of thespians in this area. Very few, actually, I mean.
Mm.
I mean, most of the guys that were in Woodicombe Fair, you had to drag them in pretty well.
Yes. Oh, yes, we had the job to get them in, but we had a lot of fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
And we did. We got as many youngsters as we could, because we did things from The Sound of Music and... Celia Adams from Easton was involved. She was singing as well.